in Drasha for Parshas Miketz, Zos Chanukah, second Shabbos of Chanukah. The connection between the Haftorah and Chanukah is obvious. The Haftorah speaks about the finishing of the first Beis HaMikdash, and it even mentions the menorah. But there is a deeper idea that this Haftorah is always read when the last day of Chanukah falls on Shabbos. And Chanukah starts with the idea of the menorah and the dedication, the rededication of the Beis HaMikdash through the light of the menorah. And we finish with Chanukah HaMizbeach, as we say in Maal Sur, the Ozeg Mor, Beshir Mizmor, Chanukah HaMizbeach. And therefore, the last day of Chanukah is called Zos Chanukah, echoing that which it says in the Torah concerning the sacrifices that were brought to dedicate the Mizbeach in the Mishkan, Zos Chanukah HaMizbeach. So we find that the Chanukah, the dedication, starts with the menorah and ends with the Mizbeach. The idea that there are 8 days to Chanukah, because this corresponds to the 8 days that they dedicated the Mizbeach in the desert, meaning that really the Mishkan was finished on Chaf Hei Kislev, but wasn't dedicated till Nisan. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Chanukah, Chaf Hei Kislev, special importance because the Mishkan itself and the Mizbeach itself could have been dedicated then. So what is the idea? The Mishkan was built by Bezalel from Shevet Yehuda and Ohaliyah ben Achisamach from the tribe of Dan. And so too the Beis HaMikdash was built by Shlomo HaMelech from Shevet Yehuda and Chiram, whose mother was from the tribe of Dan. And it says in Malachim that Chiram was ben Isha Almona. He was the son of a widow, meaning that she brought up her son. The husband had died early, and even though the husband was from Naphtali, since his mother brought him up, he had a stronger connection to the tribe of Dan. The Kli Yakar says that the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash had to be built by someone from Shevet Yehuda and someone from Shevet Dan, because the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash both represented the world. And just like the world was created with two attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midas HaDin, B'tchilo Olo B'machshova Li'iboros B'Midas HaDin, in the beginning God intended to create the world with Midas HaDin, G'shiteif Yirmim Rachamim, and he added the attribute of mercy also, and Midas HaDin is the name of God Elohim, Bereshis Bara Elohim, and Midas HaRachamim is Shem Havaya, B'yom Asos Hashem Elohim. So therefore, the Mishkan and the Mikdash also had to be created with these two attributes. So Yehuda has the letters of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachamim, and Dan is the letters of Din. So the Mishkan and the Mikdash were created with Din and Rachamim, Shevet Dan and Shevet Yehuda. Din is the physical limitations and borders and framework of this world. And Midas HaDin is represented by Nechoshes, by copper, which is like fire. And it's Nechusha, it's very rigid. Din means that you get exactly what you deserve. There's no place for flexibility. Everything is within a certain framework, and therefore the physical world, which has its parameters and very, very set boundaries, that is the Midas HaDin. And the spiritual world is the name of God, Havaya, above the physical world. That is a world more of flexibility, a world of Rachamim, a world of mercy. And that's why Bezalel, Betzel Kael, represented the Midah of Rachamim, of mercy. He was in the shadow of God. Betzel Shakai Yislonon, in the shadow of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Yosheh B'Seser Elyon, we find God in the hidden parts above the physical world. That's Betzalel. And Ohaliyav comes from the word Ohel. Ohel is the physical limiting framework within which God functions in this world. And that's why Hiram, who was from his mother's side, from Shevet Dan, who represented the physical din of this world, he fashioned the Beis HaMikdash. His name was Hiram, the same letters as Chomri, as something physical. And his father was Tzor, was from Tzor. Tzor means Surah. The substance is Chomri, and the way that it appears, its Surah, is what gives that Chomer, gives that substance a form. So the substance is Hiram, Chomri, and his father was Tzor. He was able to give that substance a form. And his main work in the Mikdash was not with the gold that represents light, but with the Nechoshes, and that represents, like we said, the physical fire. Now the Aron, the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Mizbeach HaZohav, all were made out of gold. They represented the more spiritual aspects of the Mishkan, and the Nechoshes, which represented that inflexible framework, and the fire, physical fire, was made for the Mizbeach with the sacrifices that was made out of copper. And also the two Amudim, the two pillars that the Haftorah starts with, were made out of copper. They represented the pillars of the Mikdash on which all of the substance, physical things of the Mikdash, rested on. Now the Menorah is a representation, therefore, of the dedication of the spiritual ideas in this world. And those spiritual things were strengthened by Hanukkah, and they will keep us going in this physical world until the physical world also will be dedicated and corrected and brought to its perfection when Mashiach will come, when even the physical world will reach its perfection. And that's represented by the animal sacrifices, the sacrifices using all the physical things in this world and dedicating them and bringing them closer to God. And therefore, Hanukkah starts with the dedication of the menorah that gave us the power through this long galus, when the world was imperfect, the physical side of the world was imperfect, to withstand all of the influences of Yavan and all the foreign cultures that we had to face. And this gives us the power to reach the time when the physical world will also be perfected, and we will be able to once again make sacrifices and take the whole world and offer them up and subjugate them to God on the altar of copper that will be in the third Beis HaMikdash. And this is Zos Chanukah. Zos Chanukah is the dedication of the Mizbeach, the perfection of the physical world, that will be the completion of Chanukah, the eighth day. The 7 days represent this world, but they will reach their perfection on the eighth, when the world will reach its spiritual perfection of the physical world itself. And that is the word Oz, Aleph over 7, 7 days of creation, and then there's the one God who rules and who perfects all those 7 days. That's the number 8, which represents Zos Chanukah, the end of Chanukah, Zion and Aleph, where the physical world and the spiritual world will mesh completely, and Oz Egmor B'Shir Mizmor Chanukas HaMizbeach.